This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Good morning and welcome to an all-star edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things All-Star Week, talking Florida Panthers hockey for the next hour. Lots to get to. Of course, I know we've had the All-Star Week going on all week. The All-Star Game coming up today, 3 o'clock over at FLA Live Arena. The skills competition last night. Lots of great events throughout the week. So we're going to hear from players to mayors, everybody, and everybody in between coming up throughout this hour as we recap some of the festivities from the All-Star Week, what it means to our area locally. We'll hear from Matthew Tkachuk and Alexander Barkov from Media Day a couple of days back. So again, lots to get to. Panthers President, CEO Matt Caldwell, some sound from him coming up a little bit later on as well. We had great hockey fest throughout the week. Big thanks to everybody who joined us out there in Sunrise and Coral Springs back on Tuesday and Wednesday. If you had a chance to check out the NHL All-Star Beach Festival, go check out the Beach Festival. You'll enjoy it. You can get over there today as well, but I've had a great time. Was out there the day it opened back on Thursday. So again, lots of fun across the area all week long. Hope everybody's had a chance to get out and enjoy it. Hope everybody enjoyed watching the skills competition last night, and hope everybody will enjoy the All-Star Game coming up today. Don't forget, the Panthers are back on the ice to kick off the post-All-Star break portion of the schedule, and it's going to be a sprint to the finish. Tampa Bay, they're in town coming up on Monday. Panthers and the cross-state rival Lightning. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off on Monday night. So that'll resume the regular schedule for the Panthers. Thursday night at 7, the San Jose Sharks come in. And then a week from tonight at 6 o'clock, the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche, who are getting healthy, they will be in town. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your ticket. So that's what's coming up. As far as the rest of this show, said we're going to talk All-Star Week. Last segment, we're going to get into a lot. We have a ton of sound coming up from All-Star Week. Next segment, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press is going to stop by. We're going to talk about the Panthers pre-All-Star break portion of the schedule. We're going to talk about the big win they had over the Boston Bruins right before the All-Star break, that come from behind thriller that they won in overtime a week ago. We're going to talk about that, talk about what lies ahead, what it means to have all the All-Star festivities here this week with a guy who's got his finger on the pulse of the South Florida sports scene like no other. Tim Reynolds is going to join us coming up next segment. And like I said, let's not forget, I know there's a ton going on. I know we're starting to look ahead to the post-All-Star break part of the schedule, but you can't forget that win the Panthers had over the Boston Bruins 1 week ago. We always like to review the week that was. Of course, the Panthers weren't on the ice playing games this week, other than Saturday, since the last time we spoke to you on the Panthers Insider Show. That's the only game that the Panthers have played. But it was a big win, and the kind of win that, you know, later on when the season's over with, the Panthers get themselves back into a playoff spot, which they are close, by the way. The Panthers at this moment, 54 points in 52 games. They, as far as that pursuit of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have that second wildcard spot, the Panthers are 3 points back at Pittsburgh. They're just behind Washington as well, looking to get closer to them. So again, there's 4 or 5 teams in the mix for 2 spots as it currently stands. Obviously, a lot of things can shake out a lot of different ways as we head down the stretch. But the Panthers in striking distance, and with 18 of the last 30 games on home ice, they just needed to get into striking distance. You can get your Panthers tickets at FloridaPanthers.com and Ticketmaster.com, by the way. In referencing that win the Panthers had over the Boston Bruins 1 week ago, it was a back-and-forth affair. There were moments in that game where you felt like it just wasn't the Panthers' night. They were getting bad breaks. Conversely, the Boston Bruins, they were getting good breaks going into that game. They had an unbelievable record. I believe heading into that game against the Panthers, the Bruins were 38-6-4, and the Bruins were getting the favorable bounces. The Panthers weren't. However, after the Panthers fell behind 3-2 in the final minute, they tied it in the final seconds. Alexander Barkov tied the game. Sam Reinhart got the winner in overtime about 17 seconds into the extra frame, and the Panthers Got a 4-3 win, and it wasn't just a win over the league-leading Bruins, but it was how they got that win over the league-leading Boston Bruins. Folks, before we start to hear from Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart, also Panthers head coach Paul Maurice here in a moment, let's hear the highlights as they aired right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Alex Lyon has it behind the Panthers' net, backhands up the near side, finds Tkachuk, he's pressured, and he's able to bounce it to Montour, 3-on-2 for the Panthers heading in. Up the right side, Barkov to the circle, a shot, he scores, and this game is tied. As that one deflected on the way, looked like Montour is going to get it. 11:05 left in the second period, and a 1-1 score as Brandon Montour gets this game tied up. He got a stick on that Barkov shot. Now it's dumped inside the Panthers zone. Gudas up the near side, out of bounds. Sam Bennett takes over. He cuts through the neutral zone into the offensive end. Bennett high slot. Rishon, he scores, and this game is tied at 2 with 11:31 to go in the third. Sam Bennett walks in, and we've got a whole new hockey game as he rips a laser beam past Swayman. Off the end boards, Carlo battles. He's going to hold it down low in the middle of a scrum. It's held up on the end wall. Panthers able to break it free. Off to the far side. 5 seconds. Ekblad straight on at the slot. A shot blocked in front. Toronto, they score! They score! They tie the game! Barkov with 1.4 seconds to go! And it's tied at 3!
Lundell over to Barkov, and now it's Reinhart. Bounces off his skates. Barkov has it here on the near side. Barkov across. One-timer off the iron.
That's in. That's
they say
in.
It went in. They score. Reinhart, a one-timer top shelf, and the Panthers win it in overtime. It only took 17 seconds. 4-3, the final. The Panthers stun the Bruins here tonight.
And stun the Bruins, they did. A 4-3 overtime win over Boston. That was 1 week ago at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. Elevated the Panthers to 54 points in 52 games. Sets up the Panthers to be in striking distance of a playoff spot with 18 of their last 30 games on home ice. And this team's played well on home ice this season. But let's find out more about that one. Here is Sam Reinhart, who scored that overtime winner for the Panthers, talking about that win.
I mean, it was a gutsy one to be able to come back. Obviously, a pretty devastating one to give up with, under a minute left. And when you're battling, we're out there, we're gas. And so it was nice, Barkey able to capitalize with second left. It's a big effort to be able to pull that one out. The position we're in, every point matters. And, against the best team in the league, to be able to come back like that and, on home ice to get the win and get some momentum and enjoy the break a little bit more than if that game went the other way. So, hopefully we can build off that and carry that momentum into, post-break. I think we've kind of, the last month, a lot of our wins, like you said, have been, kind of holding on to that lead, one goal leads in the thirds. And, I think the more times that happens, the more confidence you get with the lead and to be able to come from behind, that's some confidence to the group for sure. Just to know we're never out of game, so that's a big one, and no tougher team out there to play against right now.
Boston still leads the league, but the Panthers took 2 out of 4 against their division foes this season. That was Sam Reinhart. Here's the Panthers' other Sam. This is Sam Bennett talking about that victory over Boston.
Yeah, it's huge. I think that's that's a really important game for us, just to show the confidence in this group, and that was a massive win against a really good team. So definitely. The boys are happy with that one. It's big. We got a lot of confidence in our group right now, and we're gonna get some time to rest and regroup and come back fresh and ready to go for this huge push in the last half. Yeah, it shows that we're a good team. Obviously, our record isn't exactly where we want it to be, but we have got a lot of faith in this group that we can contend with anyone in the league, and we showed that tonight.
Sam Bennett of the Panthers, he also scored in that one as the Panthers picked up that 4-3 win over Boston 1 week ago at FLA Live Arena. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. He says the Panthers deserved a win like that.
I just think we've been due for a game like this and have earned an outcome like this almost all season. They just haven't quit. Got into the most difficult part of our year. We've got our 1-2 down in the net and just kept getting kicked in the teeth in that game. and wouldn't quit, you know, and they deserved it. Like, you want it so bad for them to go down another goal against a team that's so hard to score against that late and stay with it and get a get an outcome that, I think we've just deserved that a bunch of nights and didn't get it. So for it to be tonight at the end of the break after what they've been through, that's 8-12 for us without even the four-game road trip that started the whole dog and pony show we've been on this month. They've earned it. God bless them. The thing that I'm left with is the guys that serve something up uncharacteristically were ended up being each one of them a hero, because Montour puts one up the middle, he scores, then Bennett. God, you never see that. You just never see that. And it has to be a guy that works his butt off every shift, you know, when he's heartbroken, and then he scores, and then Reinhardt, who's played so hard on the wall, throws it up the wall and gets the game winner. There was some justice in the game tonight.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and here he is again. What that win versus Boston means moving forward as the Panthers took it into the All-Star break.
Oh, we get to keep it. These guys have earned it, right? So their break, why it was so important, how it happened tonight, is they get to keep that for the break, and they get to go. Now when they come back, they're excited because we, like I said, I think after the first period of the Ranger game at the start of this month, in our most difficult schedule with losing our one and two goalies, I think we went 8-4-2. And they've played their asses off this month, and that's a good number. That's a healthy record, and we can build off that. We've got 18 home games left that we can be a good team at home. So now what we bring is, you know, they bring hope back. They get rested, come back, and now they have hope. Well, Anthony changes the look, right? That's a 30-goal, very fast player, so he changes the look of your team for sure. But regardless of who's in and out, the most important thing isn't actually the individual personnel. It's the group hardness. We played way harder in the last month than we did in the previous. It's not a character flaw. It's something learned that to be a strong team, to go 8-4-2 in the block of games than we did, you got to be hard men. You've got to suffer what we suffered in that game tonight and be resilient.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, team played hard. They got that much-needed win right before the break, took a good feeling into the break, and you heard that other little nugget in there as well. We don't have a timetable yet, but hopefully once things resume after the All-Star break, we can get a clearer idea of when maybe Anthony Duclair works his way back into the Panthers lineup. He's been on the ice, and what an added dimension that would be for the Panthers to get his speed on the wing back in the fold here in the post-All-Star break sprint to the finish part of the regular season. Folks, we're going to step aside. We're going to come back. We have Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press joining us. Later on, we will hear from Matthew Tkachuk, Alexander Barkov, Panthers President CEO Matt Caldwell. We'll also hear from some local mayors, what it's meant to have the All-Star festivities here in South Florida, here in Broward County this week. So lots to get to, talking All-Star Week coming up later on in the program. We've got Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the break, on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. We'll talk to you after the break as Tim Reynolds joins the show. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey, as always, here on a Saturday morning. Thanks very much for being on board with us. Panthers, of course, after the All-Star break, and those All-Star festivities, they're continuing throughout the weekend. You've got the All-Star game coming up today, but the Panthers are back on the ice coming up on Monday night. Going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff, Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. That is Monday evening. And then Thursday night, the San Jose Sharks come to town. That's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off. And then a week from tonight at 6 o'clock, the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche coming to Sunrise. So a big three consecutive home games out of the break. And that three consecutive home game block includes the two teams that played in the Stanley Cup final last season. So Panthers getting right back to it in a big way. Folks, the Panthers and FLA Live Arena, excited to bring you the FLA Live app. The FLA Live app is an interactive arena mobile application perfect for enhancing and personalizing visits to FLA Live Arena for Panthers games, concerts, and events. Use this app for tickets, mobile ordering, and much more. Download it now, floridapanthers.com/ FLA Live. Well, folks, kind enough to stop by and join me on this morning's edition of the Panthers Insider Show. He has his finger on the pulse of the South Florida sports scene like nobody else does. He's one of my favorite associates with whom to be associated with. From the Associated Press, Tim Reynolds, kind enough to stop by. Tim, how are you, sir?
I feel very, very all-star today, Dougie. I feel very all-star today.
It's an all-star week, and I guess why don't we start there? Because, Tim, let's not forget, this is something that's been in the works, in the planning stages for a long time, going back to before COVID took place and before we had shortened seasons and before the pandemic and everything. And this kind of got pushed down the road. But now we are at that point in the road where we have the All-Star festivities right here in South Florida. What's it mean when the local and regional sports fans get to enjoy something like this and where the focus of the entire sports world is on our area here for a little bit?
I think it's great. I think it's phenomenal. I think we saw it a couple of years ago when the Marlins played host to the All-Star game. First of all, it's a great advertisement, right, for the Florida Panthers, isn't it? I mean, there's quite a few. I don't want to get too technical for the listener, but there's quite a few very good hockey players in town this weekend, and it's really nice out. The weather's awesome, and it's winter. And I don't see how things like this will hurt the Florida Panthers in the long run. I mean, I think it's great for the organization, first of all. Look, they play in a beautiful building. Let's not lose sight of that. It's great for the organization. It's like, welcome to the 2021 All-Star Game, finally. And you know, we make jokes about it, how this has gone back a long time. When the talks of Florida getting another All-Star Game started, Lou was our starting goalie. No joke. It goes back that long.
Now he's in the Hall of Fame.
And now he's in the Hall of Fame, and rightly so. Yes, this has been a long time coming, but I just think it's great for the, first of all, you know, we're still building something down here, right? I mean, we're still building a hockey fan base. I think there have been great strides made. People can't make attendance jokes about the Florida Panthers anymore and haven't been able to for a while. I think, you know, this is a reward for those fans, for those true diehards that went through the bad years. I think it's a reward for them. I think it's a, hey, come get to know us a little bit better for the new fans. I think this opens up new business and sponsorship opportunities, which, you know, are always good to the people in the owner's boxes and those offices. It's win-win-win-win-win all the way around for the Panthers. And I think hopefully you leave an impact on a couple of these guys who may or may not be free agents sometime in the next 1 to 8 years and say, wow, Florida's pretty cool. I should play there. There's no downside to this.
And Tim, going off of that, that was one of the things Matthew Tkachuk talked about, was he was excited to show everybody around, show people where he lives, show people where he's called home, where he's playing his games these days. I guess looking at him specifically, how quickly do you think he's just endeared himself to the South Florida sports fan? Because obviously it was a big trade that took place in the summer. He's come in, though, and he's done anything and more that could have been asked from him individually.
It started with the press conference, right? When he comes in and says, yeah, I hated Edmonton, but I guess I hate Tampa more now. Paraphrasing him, but I think I got it pretty much right. And he began endearing himself, you know, that day. And I know, look, I mean, this season hasn't gone the way anybody wanted. It hasn't gone the way we wanted. It hasn't gone the way, you know, the fans wanted. It's not about 1 year, though, anymore. It's not about load up and take one shot, you know, for the Panthers. I mean, he's going to be an elite player here for a very long time. And guys want to play with elite players. Guys want to play with enormous, fun, cool personalities. So I think he's going to make an impact down the road in that regard. But I think, you know, I think Panther fans already know. Like, they already know. I think they've already fallen head over heels in love with this guy. And it doesn't take long sometimes. I mean, you can miss Hubie and you can love Barkey, and it doesn't make you a bad person to say, I love Matthew Tkachuk as well. It doesn't make you a bad person. The impact's been immediate. It started right away. And Dougie, he's still a kid. Mm-hmm. What is he, 24? What is he, 25? Is he even 25? Like, I don't know. He's young. So we haven't even seen the best of him yet, which is very, very cool to think about.
Yeah, he's going to be in the fold here as a mainstay, as a cornerstone for a long time to come. And yeah, he's just scratching the surface as far as what you would consider to be his prime years, which are all going to be spent in a Panthers uniform. Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by here on the Panthers Insider Show, talking all things Panthers, catching up on the midway point of the season. So I guess looking at that, Tim, you mentioned it right there. The Panthers currently not in the playoff picture, but in striking distance. And I think the big thing to look at here, sure, maybe early in the season, they had a few games get away that they would have liked to have had, or they had some of those games that you know, like we always talk about, games that they probably should have won but didn't get the result they were looking for. Maybe where they deserved 2 points and got one, or deserved at least a point but didn't get anything. Looking at where they are right now, just a few points out going into Monday's game against the Tampa Bay Lightning. This second half, if you will, is going to fly by. But I've been saying it all along. The Panthers didn't necessarily need to be in a playoff spot coming out of the break, just be in position to pursue a playoff spot, because 18 of the final 30 are going to be on home ice. And Tim, if there's anything this team has shown us these last couple of years, home ice does matter for these Florida Panthers. They play well at home.
Well, you're absolutely right. They play well at home. They play better at home. And that part of it is what we said a few minutes ago, right? You can't make the attendance jokes about the Florida Panthers anymore. Like, and even in the COVID year, when there were 3,000 people in the building, which was like 3,000 times more than a lot of other buildings had, like, it started with that group. It started with those folks, I think. That building was very loud for being very, very empty. But relatively speaking, that's all you could get in the building, right? It started there. And that's when I think people, it started to click. Fans need, like when players try something new, they need to see that it's going to work. I think the Panther fan base saw, wow, if we show up and lose our minds for 2.5 hours, this really can help a hockey team. And so now when you get that to the nth power, I think that's one of many, many reasons why. That there's still a lot of hope for this team. I mean, you can't give games away anymore. I do tend to think that water evens out, right? How many games last year were they down 4-0 with 11 seconds left and somehow won the game 5-4? The Cardiac Cats were trending and it was amazing. Yeah, but we just had one of those. And it stinks in the regard that it's going to be 9 days between the Bruins game and the Lightning game on Monday. But boy, if a team needed to know, like, are we still bought in? Are we still engaged? Do we still care enough to fight one out? They got their answer against the Bruins a week ago. They absolutely did. And that's one of the things that gives me, all right, they're still in this thing. You're absolutely right. 18 of the last 30, is it? I think of the last 30 at home. It's not a particularly daunting schedule. I know it starts with the Lightning. I know. We have our friend Katie Goss and the Colorado Avalanche coming in a few days after that. There's no easy games, but it's not murderer's row either, the last 30. And I think something that more people need to talk about is I'm waiting for that Duclair gentleman to return. That's going to be like the trade acquisition for this team. I want to see what he can do when he gets back on the ice, even if it's just 10 minutes a game, whatever it is. I still think there's a boost that's coming when he gets back. I think when this team gets on a roll, it's going to be quite the roll. And look, they need to get on one. I mean, we joked for years about how the Panthers have games in hand, you know. Well, right now we don't have games in hand. Right now the other guys have games in hand. So it's a bit of an uphill slog. We all know that. But I think there's a lot of reasons for hope, and I think the Bruins game a week ago showed us why.
Yeah, a lot to get to there, Tim, you mentioned. And we talked about Matthew Tkachuk. Apologies to him. He did turn 25 last month. I forgot that he did have a birthday last month, so he turned 25. I don't think he's going to hold that against either of us. But
I don't want to be boarded. I don't want him to put me in the boards because I would never get up.
No, he's a physically imposing guy out there on the ice, that Matthew Tkachuk is. But as getting back to your point, just turned 25 a month ago, and he's going to be a Panther, you know, for the entirety of his what you would call his prime and hopefully beyond even that. But Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here with us, getting to that Bruins game. That win, especially considering, and I think a lot of folks were going into that weekend, it was a tough home back-to-back. You had the Kings, you had the Bruins. Everybody's saying, you know, if you can split this, then you've kept your head above water and you pick it up after the break. And a lot of folks are probably thinking, you know, get the L.A. game and then whatever happens against Boston happens against Boston. Well, they didn't get the L.A. game, but they won the game against the Bruins in dramatic fashion. Tim, in a game like that, did the way they got the win almost mean more than the fact that they did win the game?
100%, yes. I know in the grand scheme of things, 2 points is 2 points, and it doesn't matter how, blah, 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 wrong. Not in this case. It absolutely mattered. To tie it the way they did, to win it the way they did, to do it with guys banged up, to do it against a team that had lost, like, what, 9 games all year? That was coming in off a loss, if I remember right, because, you know, it's been a minute, I'm old. They don't lose back-to-back games. The Panthers were, how do we put this delicately for the listener, awful the night before against the Kings and showed an incredible bounce back, I thought, the next night. I saw a complete buy-in. And when you layer the bounce back effort, the greatly improved effort from one night to the next, on top of the drama, to the dramatics, to the celebration, to the joy, there haven't been a lot of joyful moments for this team. Last year was all joy. Every single night, you'd come to the rink and you knew something cool was going to happen. And if they lost, it was like, no problem. We're going to go win the next game. This team hasn't had those moments. And these are the things that a team needs, because 82 games is tough. It's hard. It's hard when you're playing shorthanded all the time. I don't mean in the 4-on-5 sense. I mean, they've been missing guys all year. They've been going uphill all year. They finally had something good to grab onto. I think absolutely the way they won was a more important deal than just getting the 2 points. If they'd won the game 6-0, it would have been very easy for them to say, well, the Bruins checked out. The Bruins were already 1-2-3 Cancun. They were taking their break. The Bruins didn't care. No, the Bruins played that night. The Bruins played their behinds off that night. It was a big, big deal, I think, for the Panthers, and I hope we see it over the next 30 games.
Yeah, it was one of those where I was thinking, you know, wouldn't be the worst thing to have one more game before the break if they could have gotten back on the ice 24 hours later and even played another one just to try and to keep that ball rolling. Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here with us, but the Lightning are in town Monday night at 7 o'clock, folks. You don't want to miss that. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets, and what better way to get yourself right back up to game speed and hurry than to have the arch rivals coming in for a game on Monday night. Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press with us. Tim, something else we mentioned a little bit ago, and it's been a while since we've had you on, but to see Roberto Luongo go into the Hockey Hall of Fame. We touched on a little bit here earlier in our conversation, but meant a lot to not only the Panthers organization. You saw how much it meant to Roberto and his family and in the video and everything that came from Toronto, from the ceremonies, but it meant a lot to just fans in this region, it seemed like, as well, because that's a guy that folks around here look at as one of their own, and Roberto has very much adopted this region as his own.
He's due respect to the fine province of Quebec and the fine city of Montreal, he's ours. Lose one of us. Lose from here now. Lose from Parkland. Lose from Sunrise. Lose from Broward. Lou is one of ours now. And I make no secret about it. Like, look, we try to stay impartial in this business, right? I mean, you have to, especially doing what I do. Not so much what you do, but what I do. I have to stay impartial. He's my favorite Panther ever. And we've had some good guys come through here. There's some all-time dudes on this team. But when the night comes, and I know you'll probably feel this too, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when the night comes that the Panthers win a Stanley Cup, and it will happen at some point, I'm going to feel a little bit sad that it's not Lou that won it. Like, I think we all wanted that for him. And he won Olympic gold medals and world championships. Like, Lou's career was complete. And he's in the Hall of Fame. He didn't need the Stanley Cup to validate anything. But when the night comes that the Panthers win it, it's going to be a little bit sad for me that Lou wasn't in net for it. Maybe we put him in with a minute to go or something. Maybe we make him the E-bug that night or something crazy like that. I don't know if that's, you know, I think we should do something. But He's just first class all the way. And the fact that he never really wanted to talk about himself as a player, the fact that it's still pulling teeth to get him to talk about himself now, like, everybody should go back like once a year and watch his Hall of Fame speech, because as awesome as that was to listen to, I can tell you, and you'll back me up on this, that was impossible for him to give. He hates talking about himself. He always has. He's such a humble dude. We talk all the time, you know, the Mount Rushmore, you know, the Mount Rushmore of sports here. And obviously Shula and Marino and Pat, Pat Riley, and, you know, Dwayne and LeBron. And, you know, we don't, there would be a case to be made for Lou on the South Florida Mount Rushmore. I don't care. They didn't win a title. Marino didn't win one either. It doesn't take anything away from Dan, and it shouldn't take one away from Lou. I just think he's the absolute first-class guy, incredible player, gave literally all he had to the game, couldn't have played anymore. And man, when he was on, he was electric. Like, it's so much fun to talk about Lou.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame goaltender and a Hall of Fame guy as well. Been saying that for years. Just a great guy to have around. And, you know, for a guy that accomplished so much in the game, Olympic gold, everything like that, it was that pursuit of a Stanley Cup that kept him coming back year after year.
Dougie, let's talk about one second about the Olympic gold. I was in Vancouver in 2010. And I think he talked about this on maybe the Inside the Panther special when he went into the hall or something. Maybe it was even at a speech. I can't remember. It all blends in. The pressure on those guys to win a gold medal game against the United States in Canada, they weren't beating Lou that game. They could have taken 200 shots. They weren't going to beat Lou. And he was money. He was big time. And for as much as I think people in Vancouver got on him wrongly about game seven, that wasn't on Lou. You know, he very rarely had a bad day at the office, and he had a lot of nights in net. So it was, we could do 5 hours on Lou. He's my all time favorite.
Yeah, great guy, great goaltender. Great to still have him in the fold with the Panthers organization. And Tim, last thing before we let you get going here, the biggest key, I guess, your just nuts and bolts outlook on the Panthers. I know we call it a second half but we really should identify it as the post All-Star game portion of the schedule, because 52 have already been played, 30 remain. What's your biggest, I guess if we were to break it down, your nuts and bolts outlook here on the last 30 games, what the Panthers need to be able to work their way into this playoff picture, because there are a handful of teams that are going to be racing for spots and not everybody's going to get one.
And there are some teams that are probably going to make some moves, and, you know, teams are going to do things. And I don't know what the Panthers are able to do right now as far as adding. I think this is probably going to be their team. So the nuts and bolts, absolutely, you must take care of home ice. There's 18 games left. That's 36 points. It's going to take a big number, you know, maybe 26, 28 points at home to have a fighter's chance. Then you go 500 on the road, and that should be enough to get in. You can't wait for the 7-game streak. It just can't happen. You just got to bring it every night. And I think at some point, Paul Maurice is a smart enough guy. And look, he's coached a lot of games. He's won a lot of games. We forget how accomplished that man is, too. He's been in a few foxholes in his coaching days. I think starting Monday, you know, I hate this analogy because it's not game seven until it's game seven, but it's maybe time to have a game six sort of approach to a lot of games, if not a game seven. I mean, the urgency has to come. I think this team is smart enough to know that. I think we saw the buy-in against Boston, right? They still care. They're still fighting. They're still in it. You absolutely have to take care of home ice. You got to get healthy. I think they're getting that way. I think it's time for the great players to be great. I think it's time for Matthew and for Barkey. And I think it's just time to say, I'm the baddest guy on the ice. Let's go and be that guy. And we know they both have it in them. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for big crowds. I hope Panther fans understand that they're in this thing. And we've seen it. We've seen it the last 3 years with the difference fans can make, the difference that a crowd at FLA Live can make on the outcome of a game. They can make it really, really imposing on other teams. I think if the fans do their part, Panthers do their part, they're still very much in this thing. It's not going to take a miracle, but it's going to take going back to last season's form to get in, because it is they put themselves in a tough spot, but there is a path, and it's got to be done at home.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press here with us. And yeah, really, it does boil down to probably taking two out of every three games the rest of the way in some form when you break it down. So at least, yeah, maybe even a tad bit above that winning percentage. But Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. Tim, they can find you on Twitter, correct? @ByTimReynolds. You can always engage him there. Lots of great content from all the different sports. Has his finger on the pulse of everything. And again, Tim, we thank you very much for stopping by here. As always, we will see you out at the arena soon.
Dougie, thanks for having me, man.
Thank you very much. Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press here with us. Panthers and the Lightning Monday night at 7. Panthers and the Sharks on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then a week from tonight, Panthers have the Avalanche in town for a 6 o'clock faceoff. So a chance to see the Panthers on home ice coming right out of this All-Star break. Again, big thanks to Tim Reynolds for stopping by. We've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side of the break. Panthers fans, come to the dark side. Catch your cats, their annual Star Wars night as they take on Nashville. That's March 2nd at 7. Purchase your ticket package today. Includes limited edition Star Wars night t-shirt, plus meet and greet with Star Wars characters. Go to floridapanthers.com for more information today. Doug Plagans here with you. More of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Last few minutes here, we'll hear from a few folks as we recap some of the week that was in the NHL All-Star festivities. Note from NHL PR, though, on Twitter, the Truly Hard Seltzer NHL All-Star Beach Festival opening for today has been delayed. Another update will come at 12:30, so follow along on Twitter for more information on that. That's just a note there on the Beach Festival. Let's get into hearing from Panthers captain Alexander Barkov at Media Day Thursday on being an all-star in his home city.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know it hasn't started yet, but you can see the excitement at the beach events and even here, like a lot of people, everyone's excited. And of course, it means a lot to me as well. Like, I'm really proud and honored to represent Panthers at home in the All-Stars game. So it's going to be like, of course, one of those moments in my career that I'll always remember. Yeah, it's great. And of course, being with Matthew here, it's nice to have someone from your team that you spent a lot of time and then experience something like this with him. And like I said earlier, it means a lot that it's at home and to see how much people are excited about this event and this weekend.
Marcos,
I don't think we need to show off anything. It's just like when people come here, they always, I don't think there's one person who doesn't like to be here. Like this weather, there's everything you need in Florida, restaurants, everything. And like at the same time, they get to relax a little bit on the beach and for sure going to see some sunburns in the next couple of days. It's amazing. I know like the whole 10 years that I've been here, I feel like organization and team and community, hockey community here has been growing and getting better and bigger. So it's exciting time to be a Florida Panther and it's exciting time to be a part of it.
And now here's Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell. Had a chance to catch up with him at the Coral Springs Hockey Fest back on Wednesday. Asked him about what it means to have all the All-Star festivities in South Florida after so much planning.
Well, it's been a number of years. COVID, you know, delayed us, but in a way, we're happy that it's now because the team's been on fire the last couple of years, and we really feel like this is a hockey town. We were talking about this morning. It's taken us a long time to get here. You always wish you did things quicker, but we got stability. We got some stars that are going to be in the game, you know, stars on the team. The community's engaged. You see this event tonight. It's packed. We were in Sunrise last night. We're going to be in Fort Lauderdale this weekend. Again, Sunrise again on Saturday at the arena. So it's great that we have all these fans that are engaged now. We didn't have this, you know, 8-9 years ago when we get started. We had, you know, we started a, you know, pretty rough just rough beginnings because the team had struggled for a while. So it's we're very proud of where we're at now.
And you look at, again, where things are now, and some people have said, you know, with a lot of All-Star games, the focus is all on one spot. But here, we're up in Coral Springs. Yeah. We're in Sunrise. The arena's in Sunrise. We got a lot going on at the beach. It brings the attention to the entire county. How important is it to show this is Broward County's team?
It's all about, we have a great public-private partnership with Broward County. We're very proud of that. And we want to represent all the cities that are behind us. We have our practice facility here in Coral Springs, the arena, obviously, in Sunrise. We're building a new practice facility in Walmoral. So we wanted to make sure, if we can be in all 31 cities, we would. But we only got 7 days. But from the beaches to the Sawgrass, we're trying to represent Broward County well.
And just to, I guess, the last thing for me, to build the community aspect of it. I know a lot of the focus is what's on the ice, and that certainly is the headline event, you know, Friday and Saturday. But to see the community really get in touch with everything, I know that's a pillar of the Panthers to get in touch with the community.
Yeah, we don't just use that as a buzzword. You know, many of us come from service industries, whether it's the military, whether it's playing professional sports. We care about giving back because it feels good, and also it's great for business. And we also have a market that hasn't had generations of hockey fans. So we know that we got to get out there and meet folks. And there's people I'm seeing tonight and last night in Sunrise that I haven't seen at games. And they're coming out because they're like, wow, this is really cool. The team has been good. And now they have all the NHL here. So we're going to convert all these people to fans. I saw a couple of away jerseys. I'm going to take those jerseys off, get them Panther fans and Panther jerseys, and we'll be ready to rock.
Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell right there. Here's the mayor of Sunrise, Michael J. Ryan, on what it means to have the All-Star game right here in our own backyard.
So for us in Sunrise, we celebrate the Panthers. This is their 25th year here in Sunrise, and they truly are part of our Sunrise family. We see it here tonight, giving back to the community, bringing the players out, bringing the Stanley Cup, and it really does embolden us to really wrap our arms around the Panthers. This is a fantastic opportunity to showcase Sunrise, but I think more importantly, this is about showcasing South Florida as a great sports community. From the seagrass to the sawgrass, the Panthers really represent the best of what sports entertainment means.
Everybody's had a great time all week, and the All-Star game coming up today at 3. Panthers back on the ice against the Lightning to resume the regular season Monday at 7 o'clock. Thanks to everybody who tuned in this morning. Thanks to Tim Reynolds for stopping by the show. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez for a great job, as always, behind the glass. Again, I'm Doug Plagans. Folks, thanks again for being with us today. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
To the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Last few minutes here, we'll hear from a few folks as we recap some of the week that was in the NHL All-Star festivities. Note from NHL PR, though, on Twitter, the Truly Hard Seltzer NHL All-Star Beach Festival opening for today has been delayed. Another update will come at 12:30, so follow along on Twitter for more information on that. That's just a note there on the Beach Festival. Let's get into hearing from Panthers captain Alexander Barkov at Media Day Thursday on being an All-Star in his home city.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know it hasn't started yet, but you can see the excitement at the beach events and even here. Like, a lot of people, everyone's excited, and of course it means a lot to me as well. Like, I'm really proud and honored to represent Panthers at home in the All-Stars game, so it's going to be like, of course, one of those moments in my career that I'll always remember. Yeah, it's great. And of course, being with Matthew here, it's nice to have someone from your team that you spent a lot of time and then experience something like this with him. And like I said earlier, it means a lot that it's at home, and to see how much people are excited about this event and this weekend.
Marcos,
I don't think we need to show off anything. It's just like, when people come here, I don't think there's one person who doesn't like to be here. Like, this weather, there's everything you need in Florida, restaurants, everything. And like, at the same time, they get to relax a little bit on the beach, and for sure gonna see some sunburns in the next couple of days. It's amazing. I know, like, the whole 10 years that I've been here, I feel like organization and team and community, hockey community here has been growing and getting better and bigger. So it's exciting time to be a Florida Panther, and it's exciting time to be a part of it.
And now here's Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell. Had a chance to catch up with him at the Coral Springs Hockey Fest back on Wednesday. Asked him about what it means to have all the All-Star festivities in South Florida after so much planning.
Well, it's been a number of years. COVID, you know, delayed us, but in a way, we're happy that it's now because the team's been on fire the last couple of years, and we really feel like this is a hockey town. We were talking about this morning. It's taken us a long time to get here. You always wish you did things quicker, but we got stability. We got some stars that are going to be in the game, you know, stars on the team. The community's engaged. You see this event tonight. It's packed. We were in Sunrise last night. We're going to be in Fort Lauderdale this weekend. Again, Sunrise again on Saturday at the arena. So it's great that we have all these fans that are engaged now. We didn't have this, you know, 8-9 years ago when we get started. We had, you know, we started a, you know, pretty rough, rough beginnings because the team had struggled for a while. So it's we're very proud of where we're at now.
And you look at, again, where things are now, and some people have said, you know, with a lot of All-Star games, the focus is all on one spot. But here, we're up in Coral Springs. We're in Sunrise. The arena's in Sunrise. We got a lot going on at the beach. It brings the attention to the entire county. How important is it to show this is Broward County's team?
It's all about, we have a great public-private partnership with Broward County. We're very proud of that. And we want to represent all the cities that are behind us. We have our practice facility here in Coral Springs, the arena obviously in Sunrise. We're building a new practice facility in Walmoral. So we wanted to make sure if we can be in all 31 cities, we would. But we only got 7 days. But from the beaches to the sawgrass, we're trying to represent Broward County well.
And just to, I guess, the last thing for me, to build the community aspect of it. I know a lot of the focus is what's on the ice, and that certainly is the headline event, you know, Friday and Saturday. But to see the community really get in touch with everything, I know that's a pillar of the Panthers to get in touch with the community.
Yeah, we don't just use that as a buzzword. You know, many of us come from service in industries, whether it's the military, whether it's playing professional sports, and we care about giving back because it feels good, and also it's great for business. And we also have a market that hasn't had generations of hockey fans, so we know that we got to get out there and meet folks. And there's people I'm seeing tonight and last night in Sunrise that I haven't seen at games, and they're coming out because they're like, wow, this is really cool. The team has been good, and now they have all the NHL here, so we're going to convert all these people to fans. I saw a couple of away jerseys. I'm going to take those jerseys off, get them Panther fans and Panther jerseys, and we'll be ready to rock.
Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell right there. Here's the mayor of Sunrise, Michael J. Ryan, on what it means to have the All-Star game right here in our own backyard.
So for us in Sunrise, we celebrate the Panthers. This is their 25th year here in Sunrise, and they truly are part of our Sunrise family. We see it here tonight, giving back to the community, bringing the players out, bringing the Stanley Cup, and it really does embolden us to really wrap our arms around the Panthers. This is a fantastic opportunity to showcase Sunrise, but I think more importantly, this is about showcasing South Florida as a great sports community. From the seagrass to the sawgrass, the Panthers really represent the best of what sports entertainment means.
Everybody's had a great time all week, and the All-Star game coming up today at 3. Panthers back on the ice against the Lightning to resume the regular season Monday at 7 o'clock. Thanks to everybody who tuned in this morning. Thanks to Tim Reynolds for stopping by the show. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez for a great job, as always, behind the glass. Again, I'm Doug Plagans. Folks, thanks again for being with us today. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.